Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai na ki a Guguli Clark tēnei e kōrero atu na ki a koutou. Kei konei taku kai kōrero ko Dr. Joel Birini, ka mutu e kōrero ana mō ngā wahanga o te kuaka mārangaranga. Kei konei anō eia, hono e wāhi pātai atu wetahi kōrero ki a ia. Tēnā koe, Joel.
Morena, Guguli.
Ai, pēhana?
O pai ana hau.
Oh, kia ora mai, kia ora mai. He pātai anō kia koe mō tēnei rā me tēnei wiki. Hoi nō rā, e Joel, e pātai tonau, e pihana te haere mō ngā marama o koanga. These are the months for koanga. That's the spring months. Of course, the hay fever is known for these seasons. What do you recommend that people use when they've got that sort of feeling of hay fever?
I guess in these times, and we still call them COVID times, people are always going to be worried if they develop those symptoms of hay fever with a huki ihu and a itchy throat and watery eyes. And, you know, are these symptoms of hay fever? Are these symptoms of COVID? But I guess the reality is it's highly unlikely that it would be COVID, given what's happened with the recent surge and everything being brought under control down in Auckland. But I think if they're worried and they have these symptoms, maybe they've never ever had hay fever before. So it would be unusual for them to get hay fever. Maybe they think it's more of a cold or a flu. Then I think talking to your GP, your nurse, or calling the health line and talking about it and deciding whether or not you need to think about getting a swab in that situation.
Mm.
If you're someone who suffers from hay fever every year, and it seems like you're symptoms, the usual treatments are nasal sprays, antihistamines, obviously trying to avoid the things that trigger your hay fever, but we're lucky enough to live. There's plenty of pollen around, so it's sometimes hard to do that.
Mm.
So yeah, just being conscious of, is this hay fever? Am I really happy it is? Have I had it before? Or is this something new and different, and do I need to think about it a bit more?
Mm. Okay, I see where they've written a little story about the COVID-19, and it says like this, Joel, that during the times of the COVID that we've had, bless that we've had just the small amount of people that had the COVID. But in saying that, they seem to think that the flu during the winter months have really come down. So obviously in Aotearoa, that's a bonus to hear that being written about us in New Zealand. And I thought to myself, oh, well, I suppose the COVID has changed a lot of us insofar as that, and they're aware of it when they become sick during the winter months to get it checked to see whether they got COVID. And then the flu, packages that they've been written about, they're saying it's very, very low. So what do you think? Is it because you've been checking the COVID this year for us to have very little flus or what?
I think it's the same things we've been doing to keep COVID under control also keep the flu under control, Gilly, because the flu is a virus and COVID is a virus. It's spread the same way through our droplets and secretions. So because we've been doing a really good job of distancing ourselves, staying home when we're sick, washing our hands, covering our coughs, not only have we stopped the spread of COVID, but we've stopped the spread of other viruses like influenza. My only caution would be is that our experience last year at the hospital was that we had very little influenza during the winter, and the influenza seemed to peak during the spring last year.
Ah.
And we were still having people with influenza coming to the hospital right up till Christmas, pretty much. So I think we still need to be cautious that things like influenza can be in our community sort of dormant at the moment because we've kept it under control with our measures that we've used for COVID.
Mm.
But as we come out of those higher alert levels, we start to mix and mingle more, we just need to remember, be cautious about being unwell, staying home, washing our hands, covering our coughs and those things.
Oh, well, thank you, Joel. Those are the two questions that I've asked you, and you've answered it pretty well. So I'll let you go. And then in future, if I want to bring you for something else, in due course, I will. So kia ora mai anō, kia koe mo te kōrero ngā mai kia tātou katoa.
My pleasure, Gilly. Yep, feel free to call me anytime for kōrero, Gilly. Yeah. Just before I go, just to let whānau out there know that the hospital still has a COVID testing centre. The hours have been reduced a lot, as people will probably understand. So it's only on Thursdays now from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. People are still able to contact the health line. They're still able to see their GP or their nurse and talk about whether or not they need to get a swab done. So don't let that deter people. If they're worried about symptoms, please seek help and talk about getting a swab done. And my very last bit of kōrero is a bit of sad kōrero. It's just to acknowledge the loss for the Murray whānau up in Te Kāo. Tragic loss of a young person in this whānau. And our thoughts and prayers are with that whānau at the moment as they go through the process of farewelling their whanaunga.
Kia ora mai anō, Joel. Thank you.
Pātura, ka kite anō.
Aye.